Random House Audio presents The Language of Secrets by Diane Dixon. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. The beast residing at the center of the labyrinth is also an angel. Thomas More. Justin, 822 Lima Street, summer 2005. As Justin was bringing the car to a stop in front of the house on Lima Street, Amy reached for his hand. He pulled away, making a quick, unnecessary adjustment to his shirt collar. He didn't want her to know he was trembling. This complicated place in which he'd spent his childhood looked deceptively serene, like an old-fashioned summer house where wood floors are polished to a warm glow by small bare feet. Rooms are filled with cool breezes, and the jigsaw puzzles inevitably have missing pieces. Justin's memory was a lot like one of those puzzles. It, too, had missing pieces. Blank spaces where important parts of his past should have been. It was bizarre. It was the truth. And he could no longer ignore it. "Do you want me to come?" Amy asked. "Or to wait?" He wanted both. He wanted neither. What he said was, "I want it to be tomorrow, or an hour from now. I just want this to be over." Justin had ceased dealing with this house more than a decade ago, but in all the discarded years, he'd never forgotten its details. The perfumed sugar smell of his mother's closet, the indentation on the wood frame of his bedroom window that resembled the smiling face of a clown. The fish shapes in the sea-green tiles on the bathroom wall. And he remembered his family, his mother, Caroline, her low...